like I said, you heard of iCarly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the castmates, Carly Shay, had a birthday. Well, the castmate on the show is called Carly Shay, but her real name is Miranda Cosgrove, had a birthday. And this was a couple days ago. I'm getting this from Deadline News. And it was a complete oversized cake with a celebration. celebration for her birthday. And then when she went to cut the cake, there was a letter in there stating the date when the new show will renew and come back to TV after 10 years of it being gone. And the new date for the new show will be released on June 17th on Paramount Plus.
That was weird. Cool.
So what do you think of that show? Because they won't have Sam. Remember, I don't know if you remember, Sam was like the rebel.
Yeah, I know.
They won't have her, or they won't have Gibby.
Yeah, I remember that. I've heard that.
Yeah, so two of the best people, one of the best people of the show that made the show what it is, won't be on there.
Yeah, I remember Kibby was that weird kid.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on over there?
So, two of the best people won't be on there. Honestly, my opinion on it, I don't think it'll be much of a show. I think it'll be terrible. I'm going to check it out, though. But honestly, I think it'll be terrible.
I wouldn't know.
Because most reboots are terrible nowadays. So, yeah. So, iCarly in the trash.
Damn.
Next up, Universal Studios shows off impressively creepy animatronics in their new Jurassic World Velocicoaster ride. It's going to be out in June 10th. For everyone to ride and experience. It is a thrilling journey on the ride because you go through and you see all the velociraptors with animatronics going at you, you know, trying to attack you. And then on top of that, you go on the ride and they're apparently on the ride, they're supposed to try to run after you while you're on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, there's pop-ups where they try to jump on you.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
And then on top of that, the roller coaster goes upside down and lets you hang sometimes.
Oh, no.
And on top of that, I was looking at the max speed on the roller coaster. From what I know from news, it goes 70 miles per hour.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And on top of that, it's a long ride.
God. Oh, yeah. No, thank you. I'm not going to be scared to death.
When I go there, I'll be going front row.
Oh, God. When I go, I'm not.
It's better at night, they said. So I'm going to do it at night.
Oh, it's a little bit.
Because they got all the lights and shit. And
it's a little bit.
What?
All right. The dog.
So, yeah, that's gonna be fun.
It's a little deep.
All right, so our next topic is.
Hi.
Okay. So our next topic is Puerto Rico investigating Jake Paul, the YouTuber slash boxer, after a viral video sparks turtle outrage. Puerto Rican is acting fast to protect its turtle from Jake Paul and his friends. The 24-year-old YouTube star and boxer published an Instagram video that since deleted, riding in one or two motorized vehicles rolling along the sandy beach. And he identified location as Puerto Rico. The video caught attention from Puerto Rican's officials and could be a problem given the time of year. It's turtle nesting season, meaning the turtles lay eggs. And the investigator said, I have ordered an investigation to determine the circumstance surrounding the use of two motor vehicles on the beach that is presented to be in Puerto Rico. Secretary of Natural Environment, Environmental Resources, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Some of the media have published today a video of the influence Jake Paul in a motor vehicle on the beach, an activity that is prohibited apart the law enforcement agency. Yeah. So now he's in some heat for killing some turtles. That's a bad way to be.
You sound like you're trying to be punny.
Huh?
Sounds like you're trying to be punny, but not. I don't know.
Thanks.
I'm just an all-around person who I guess can be weird.
All right. So, now that the three newses are now said, let's talk about stuff.
What stuff would you may add, sir?
What?
You don't get my fake enthusiasm. I was like, what stuff, sir? What are we going to talk about?
Oh. All right. So, my last episode, I talk about my past relationships, and this was more of a one-on-one thing.
That episode that you wanted to invite me to.
No. No, that one I published before I invited you.
Yeah, but you wanted me to listen to it. And I
didn't want you to listen to it.
Well,
there was a part of it that was about my relationships and then about life in general with what I went through and shit like that. So.
Oh, my life. Oh.
So that's why I called it Fuck It. Or should I say F-U-X-K it.
Oh, honey, my life.
All right, I see how it is.
All right, I get your life, man. I get it. You got, like, messed up shit. Everyone does. So, I'm sorry. Everyone has their own issues. Everyone has their own problems. I get it. I get that sometimes. This is going to sound rude and harsh. Sometimes it's good not to know someone's issues. Sometimes it is. It depends on the situation. If it's a bad time and this person's literally like, my father just kicked me out and you're at a bad time too.
Well,
they don't mix.
All right, so the perspective I'm going off of, I see your point, but the perspective I'm going off of is totally opposite. So I talk about, like, my life and my experiences that happen is because someone around the world is going to have the exact same thing and wants to know if someone out there is going through the same thing and struggles.
Yeah.
So then they can know, all right, so this is how they dealt with it. I could try it like this, or I can do it something a little different. So
yeah, I know. Relate to but, that. Like, I don't know if people really want to know my personal.
All right, so you don't have to share your personal life. You can talk about certain things, but not go too much deep into it.
Yeah.
Or you can say it's from someone else and act like you're talking a different point of view, like of not like your experiences. You could say it's like someone else's experiences and cover it like that. There's different ways you could do it.
Yeah.
But like with me, I talk about my own issues and stuff, and yeah, like that.
Yeah, I know. Me, I could talk about a man, but if he ever came on and was like, You were in a podcast? Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, I'm dead. Well, you could be always talking. You could be talking about anyone, but you don't have to say a name. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, that is very true. I could be like, his name, we're just going to call him
Billy Bob.
An asshole.
Oh, okay. We could call him asshole. Or we could call him asshole 2.0 or something like that.
The pretty boy asshole.
Yeah, we could do that.
That would be funny. And then we'll call my ex friend. Ooh. We'll call her the bitch who stole a man. Bitch who stole a man. No, we're not going to do that too long. Screw that.
Erase that part.
Scratch that. We're just going to call her the girl. Nah, that's too long too. Oh, wait. We could just call her a whore.
That's we can work with that.
That's a little harsh, I know. But, bro, there's a lot of stuff. Okay. Story of my life. Oh, kidding. This is not my whole life story. But, you know, me, I know this, I'm super young. I'm 18. So young.
Woo. You didn't have to mention that, but okay.
It doesn't matter. Screw it.
It's great.
It's great. Okay. I don't know how to mention it, but I'm going to because why not, man? People, you know. You know, I'm young. I'm 40.
Young and dumb.
Not that dumb.
No, there's a song.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But, alright. Keep going.
So, what I was gonna say. So, there was a dude. We'll call him, I guess, Jay. You know, we'll call him that.
Mr. J.
Mr. J. And the then Joker. We'll call the girl Quinn. Sure. We'll do Harley Quinn. Kidding. That's
yes,
not her actual
I knew
name.
It was gonna happen like this too. All right.
That's not their actual name. But we're not gonna give them their actual names. Cause if they come across this podcast, I don't need them to come at me and get pissed at me.
Well, they don't know your name.
Well, actually they do.
No, I mean on the podcast they don't know your name.
Oh, cool, great. Okay, cool.
They don't know your name. They don't know where you're from. They don't know anything about you. All they know is more about me than anything.
Okay, good.
That's the
okay,
part cool. of being an influencer.
Okay, so, me, Mr. J, and her, she was telling me for years, I told her I liked the Mr. J, or whatever you want to call him. You can call him J, you can call him Mr. J. Either one. I like this dude. I liked him for up to 2 years. Junior year, I came around. And I get this random text around like 1 or 3 in the morning. Random. I didn't expect it. Because honestly, when I got it, I was very upset. The text read, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. You did me dirty. And I just want you out of my life. And I was like, okay. I was crying because this dude, I liked him. I'm being very chill salon about this. I'm not getting emotional because, bro, this was junior year. I've forgiven him. Was it messed up? Yes. Do I care? No. So, you know, he came along. And I tried texting Grace. Oh, I said the name. Well, screw it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's multiple Graces out there. Don't matter. Well, this girl, she was a friend that I met through like choir and stuff. You know, she was pretty chill. We got along. And so we went on this app. This is not advertising for the app. Don't join it unless you want to see dicks. have horny men. Don't get on this app.
I feel like I know what app you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
So what I'll say, hold on. What I'll say is, this is not a sponsored or advertising on the app. You go on it if you want to. But yeah, we are not sponsored. We're not getting paid by this app. The only sponsored we have right now is from Anchor. And yeah, go on.
Okay. So, you know, we use this app. It's called Ubo. Do not. Y'all can get on to it, but be warned. There
are
assholes of people.
Let me explain what Ubo is first.
Here.
All right. So, YouTube is... not YouTube.
Everyone knows what that is.
Ubo is an app where you can meet new friends or relationships or even hookups.
Sounds like an advertisement.
No, I shush. You can get it exclusively on Google Play Store or I wouldn't recommend Ubo unless you are 18 and up.
True.
If
that.
If you are under, most likely you're gonna catch a case.
A case that will ruin your life. You'll be scarred for damn life.
And you'll be now classified as a child predator.
Yes. We don't need those in our life. We don't need you to be a child predator, man. If you want that, go for it. But I'm personally not going to recommend it.
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
So.
Back to the...
Commercial advertising. Kidding.
No, we're not doing our advertising just yet.
Yeah, I was just doing that as a joke. Because, you know... That's a joke, you know, like back to the program or whatever.
Usually when I do that, I say that and then goes right back to the podcast. Usually what happens is it goes right back to where we just left off.
Oh. Okay, so this girl, she told me, I told her about this dude. She would always tell me, oh, he's a, like, an F-boy. Oh, he's a player.
You know now, you can say the full word. You don't have to say F-boy.
Fine. Fuck boy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Don't do that, man.
All right.
Okay. So, he was known around that in our school, you know. And it's been, a word around the school since I got there, you know. Heard some things. Did I ever believe it? Did I ever consider it? No! Was that a red flag? Yes! Honey, when they say he's a fuckboy player, sometimes that is honestly true. So, but sometimes you don't always believe what you hear. Gonna say that honestly. So, I know this is off track, but still, you know. So, comes around, and this girl, I was trying to get in contact with her. I showed her. She left me unopened. Never responded. So, I go live on Ubo with a few of my friends. I tell them the situation. Well, friends I made through Ubo. Yes, you can make friends through there. But still don't recommend the app. So, do that, you know. I was talking to them, and then I left for a second. Because I was just like this, and she joined, and she was talking. My friends told me, hey, she's talking about having a new boyfriend. I'm like, whoa. I didn't hear about this. So I joined back in. Keep in mind, this girl doesn't go to bed until 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning. So... this girl goes and says, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. We both knew that was bullshit. Gotta say that. So my friends, they're like, they put two and two together and they're like, do you think she's dating Jack? Oh, I gave that away. Screw that. You know, it's fine. There's lots of J's in this world too. We're not J's, Jacks. Doesn't matter. So, you know, this person, he dated her, and you know what? They dated behind my back. It was fun. And so, then I hear from my friend, I get a text from him the next day, saying, hey, stop spreading rumors about Grace. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a person who likes to spread rumors or gossip, usually. If gossip happens, it just happens to come to me. I don't know why. I think it's just my personality of being, like, chill and, like, calm seems to just, like, float my way. It's just, it's a funny thing. So this just happened, and I text him, and I'm like, what gossip? I'm not spreading anything about her. Now, leave me alone. And he's like, okay. And then there's a laughing emoji next to it. And I'm like, hey. So then I texted him, and I'm like, do you play me for a fool? He's like, you said you were going to leave. You said you were going to go. Now go.
So you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yay.
All right, so we're back. And we just had our sponsor, Anchor. Yeah, go check them out. And let's get back to our segment. Our conversation segment, whatever the hell you go to call it.
That was me. Oh, yay. Ow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. You sound like a dead person.
Come on, boy. Don't you know?
Don't do that either. I'm gonna murder you.
No.
I'm gonna murder you.
How?
I will come down there.
I'll buy myself a taser.
It's actually up, not down.
Care.
If you go down, you'll actually go down to Florida. Then you'll go down to Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Hawaii. Hawaii.
Stop being a smart ass.
All right, let's go back to our conversation.
Okay, what I was saying was after I said, do you play me for a fool? I told him to answer the question, and he's like, oh, no, do you play me for a player? Ooh. I was like, my friend who I had on the phone at the time was like, just tell him, hey, everyone else thought that, but I didn't. So I text that to him. And I told him, I said that, and I said, don't you dare call me a liar. He didn't answer me, so then I spammed him with all these texts. You know, it was on and on. I was like, I don't know what you call a best friend, but best friends don't happen in a week. Best friends take years. I don't know where you think a best friend can happen in just a couple of weeks. But honey, you with the thing of saying, you're my best friend, and you don't tell crap to any of us? You're not really counting me as a best friend. And the fact you believed a girl who you just started dating that day behind my back over me is pretty dang sad. But, you know, it's in the past. I forgave him. And he comes around senior year, you know, the year I am now. And the beginning of the year, he's like, he comes to me and he starts talking to me all normal again. You know.
Yeah.
And once that happens, he comes back and he's like, hey, Caden. And I'm like, hi, Jack. Yep, I said his name, but it doesn't matter because there's too many Jacks out in this world.
Well, let's just call him Jack Nicholson. The celebrity actor.
Jack Nicholson. Ooh. Or Jack Nixon.
I think he played in Batman. It was an old Batman movie.
Oh. Well. Jack is, or we'll just say Jay for short. You know, I'm probably going to forget that and say his name again. He comes back and he talks all normal to me, and then I go up to him one day and I'm like, why the hell are you
okay? So he played as Joker in the old Batman movie. Sorry.
Huh?
He played as Joker in the old Batman movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Batman.
Great.
1980.
Great. Okay. So back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. Rudely. Very rudely. And no, I'm not from England. But I can do accents when I'm bored and I have nothing better to do. Oh, blueberries live. Screw them. Oh my god. I can't with myself. Okay. So back to the topic at hand. So, you know, I'm like chilling out, you know. And I ask him and I'm like, hey, why don't you hate me? Or anything. And he's like, I just don't. I forgave you. I was mad at first, but I forgave you. I'm like, oh, okay. And we start talking again. And I become friends again. And then recently, kind of recently, maybe a month ago, he got back with his ex from sophomore year that cheated on him. We'll call her S, you know. And when he got back with her, she was toxic as heck. She blocked every single girl he was talking to, and she literally took over his phone, and he lived with her. Now, did I ask him why he got back with her? Yes. Did anything happen towards it? No. Nothing happened towards it. He didn't do anything. He didn't try to fix it. I tried asking. He said he didn't want to answer. But here's the thing. Here's the number one thing I've been told all my life. And this is a thing I see in movies everywhere. Rule number one. Never go back to your ex. But did he follow that rule? No. No, he didn't. But it's funny. This dude, junior year. This was before that drama I said before. I'm backtracking. I know this was in the past. He was very flirty with me, and he even said to me at one point, he liked me, but he also liked someone else. It was a confusing time, man. I was confused, he was confused. And junior year was the time when I was like head over heels crushing on him. Not in love, crushing on him. I know this is saying, I mean head over heels in love, but like no, I was not in love. I just had a huge crush on him. Just want to state that. When this is just me giving a little bit of context, when I was around him, alone with him, my whole entire body would shake. Fun, fun, fun. We love that. Or I would start fisting the wall, like punching it. And like, just because, like, I would lightly do it. I didn't actually make myself bleed. I'm fine, I promise. I don't hard punch it so then I can make myself bleed. Like, no. So, because of that, you know. We had some like moments. So junior year at the beginning, he was like with some dude. Yeah, he was bi at the time. Yeah, let me just say, I don't know if he's ever gay, straight, bi. He never knows, to be honest. He's a confusing man. And I don't get either man like decide. Are you gay, straight, or bi? Like, which are you? Choose one, don't say I'm straight, then say you're bi. Like, choose. Yeah, straight. Well, you get. I know there's in between. I'm not saying.
You mean bisexual?
Well, I say bi.
Or
bye.
Okay, back to the numbers.
Yeah, so, he was, like, with a dude at the time. His name, we'll shorten it. We'll call him T. T was a, like, I'm gonna not gonna lie. I was that girl. If I saw him with any girl or guy, I would give him a really death stare. And ooh, sometimes those some people would give it back to me. So people thought I hated them. I never actually hated them. I just could give him the look. The look that
of disappointment.
Not disappointment. It was a anger? Look that was like, back off. Oh. But at the same time, it wasn't that look either. It was like just like that look that was a kind of like a pissed off, jealous look too. So, you know, that was the look I would give. He didn't know it. Jeff didn't know it, but I didn't.
Why'd you do that kind of laugh?
Because I don't know.
It's like you trying to do that laugh where you sound like really cool all of a sudden. You're like,
yeah, bitch, I did that.
But yeah, it was dating that dude at the time, and he also gave me the look too. We're like, we kind of get along. I haven't texted him in a while, but we did connect after a while. After it all went down, and they broke up and everything. Before that, I told him I had something important to tell me. Tell him. And I wasn't going to tell him. And I'm yawning. Sorry. If that happens a couple of times, I'm sorry to y'all's viewers in advance. You're going to be like, what the hell is she saying? And honestly, it's fine. Oh no, my voice. It's dying. Save the voice. I don't know. I was trying to make it funny. But
that doesn't matter. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny.
I didn't think that.
Was funny. Okay.
but yeah. When that happened, you know, I told him I was going to tell him something important, and I wasn't going to tell him over text. So he gets all like, "Tell me, tell me, tell me." He literally went the effort and called me. Damn. And I told him, nah.
Get juicy up in here.
He tried calling me. I answered. I said I was going to tell him. But then he was in the car with his, like, siblings and dad. So I said, no. You're going to have to wait in the morning. So it comes lunchtime. And this dude comes up to me, and he's like, what were you going to tell me? Or, like, Caden, let's talk. And I'm with my friends, and I'm like, nah.
Caden's not a real name, but, yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, yeah. Hi, sorry.
You already leaked your name out, so it's all right. It's the hysterical laugh of Austin. I just said my name. Fuck. Oh, that was funny.
I didn't mean to. Oh my god. Not be anonymous.
This is good shit. Very good shit.
This is great. I'm sorry.
Just don't release your last name and then we're good.
Yeah. They could think I'm a male for all they care. But I was like a male, but it's funny.
Oh, I
didn't. Oh, scratch that. Call me Candy, kids.
Yo, you sounded like a child predator for a second. Call me Candy, kid. Yo, you want some candy? Want to come in my little van? Or you want to come in my little basement?
Oh, man. That's not what I meant.
Dying of laughter and choking on her own hair or saliva.
No, I'm coughing because when I get hard, I cough.
You get hard? You get hard? I thought you were a girl.
You.
What's going on?
Screw you. When, oh my god. with and laugh too much. I start coughing. So stop it. Unless you want me to freaking lose my damn voice, okay? I'm not trying to lose my voice. screw you.
Oh.
Okay. Back to what I was saying before. I ruined it all.
All right, let's get back to the program.
Yeah, the scheduled program, technical difficulties.
Damn it. My freaking cheeks are hurting now from laughing.
Well, I'm a funny person, I guess. Kidding. I'm not. I'm just making.
If you experience enough shit in your life, you become a comedian.
So, you know. Oh, why are you holding your breath?
How the hell do you know I'm holding my breath?
Because I heard the suck in the bear.
Did you just say suck in?
Suck in a bear. What?
Breathe in, breathe out.
Wow, you sound like you have anxiety, man.
I actually do. Oh, that's why what? I smoke.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Forgetful person alert. Nobody's there.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
I'm sorry. Two people in advance. If I forget your name or forget something about you, it's because I didn't care. Kidding.
Blatantly calls it like she sees it. Hey, I don't give a fuck about you, but you know, that's why I don't know your name.
I'm kidding. I just like honestly forget for a moment. I actually care. Just right now, I don't care. But that's beside the point. Just ignore that. Ignore that last thing I said. But I don't care. I do care. I promise.
Yeah.
I do care. Yeah. I care. Yeah. Let's. Oh, my voice. It's like.
Why are you trying to sound like someone else with that voice? I know that's not your normal voice.
What, me?
Yeah, you. I heard it in the first part, and all of a sudden you switch up your voice in the second part.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just.
What are you? What are you trying to? Are you gonna go as British now?
I mean, I could. I could just go British and be like,
hey, "Here's some cultured done."
I could just go British and just sound more like I fooled someone.
I love how you go, I fooled someone already.
I did. It was very funny. It was like, I love your accent. I'm like, it's not real.
It's totally fake.
And you called me a fake.
You called
but that's true.
A-
That is very true.
Yes, that's so true. I'm so fake, it's not even funny.
No, what I mean is that accent was very true. That was fake, man. This is my actual voice, like, howdy, I'm here.
Howdy.
Oh, that was really southern. Aw, damn.
God damn. You know. A little slap on that knee.
Oh my god. So back to what I was saying. I was saying, you know, I told him I'd talk to him, and it was lunch. It was with my friends. And, you know, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's like how I get back into story. So, you know, I did that. And, you know, he comes up, and he's like, hey, we need to talk. Like, now. I'm like, no, let's do it later. My friends who were there, they weren't saying anything because I didn't know what was going on. So, he goes up, and he's like, Caden. Oh, I'm giving away my name.
Come on. They already know your name. Keep going. Come on. We got a time limit on here.
What, You do?
Yeah, actually, FaceTime, you know, the girl I'm trying to get out of friend zoned with. Which will be on the next podcast.
Wait, what? Oh,
it's getting good.
Oh, no. This is going to be, he's going to be so awkward and shy.
Wait, what? No, don't say that. Yo, people can't know him. I can't say that. Because of no.
Can't know you're an awkward and shy dude?
No, not that. What? The S word.
Shy?
No.
Dude?
No.
What?
Simp.
I never said the word. He's going
to. I know, but people are going to notice. Damn it. What kind of laugh was that? That was like an evil laugh.
You want to do evil?
Yo, that sounded like an anime fucking laugh. What the fuck is going on?
We're funny. Are you trying to light a cigarette?
No, I'm just like messing with the lighter.
Is that about to murder your face?
What? Yo, that actually sounds funny, but so wrong at the same time.
I'm gonna murder your face.
I think my ex told me that one time.
Oh, God, shut up.
And then it's not the way that other people think it is. It was totally opposite. It was like...
Dirty? Oh, yeah. I mean it in the horrible way. Like, I will get a kitchen knife and...
Okay. Keep it a little down low there, you know. You don't need to go and start advertising that part.
Kids, go buy your knives. Kidding.
Kids, please do not attempt this at home. This may require injury or death.
Or someone to bleed out to death.
That's why I just said death. All right, we got like 5 minutes. Come on. I mean 4 minutes.
But you guys, it's all blown now?
Now we got 4 minutes exactly.
Oh my god. Okay, so what happened was the little person who was T, you know, I told him how I said, yeah, I used to like you. And he's like, oh, was that so hard? I was like, yes. Yes, it was. And he's like, you're such a dummy. And I'm like, you're such a bitch. And you know what? The funniest thing, his face was like, what? I was like, he's like, what? I was like, I said, you're such a bitch. And you know what? My friends, they come up to me and they're like, why did you call him a bitch? I was like, because he is one. Man, he's a bitch. Me. I'm not a person who, if I really, really like you, I'm not going to go up to you and be like, hey, I like you. It takes a lot of guts. A lot of guts for me to say it or admit it. And if I do, I'm sorry for you. I feel like I'm going to be mean to you in a relationship. I'm going to be that girl who acts like they don't care but actually do care. You know? I don't know. That sounds like a messed up relationship. I am sorry to you. But whatever, man. Yeah, that's pretty much how it's gonna go. And then, like, you know, he also, like, one time sprayed his cologne on me and said, like, I want to make you smell like me. And then, like, he came up to me, laid his head on my shoulder, and had, like, a
lay
normal
your
conversation.
Head on my shoulder.
Oh, nice.
Okay, let's go. Keep going. That threw me off topic, too.
Yeah, you are. Because when you start singing, it makes me want to sing. You know I like to sing, man.
I know,
right?
Do
that to me.
All right. I got to put the concluding now in. So, thank you guys for listening. More will be talked about on the next podcast.
Wow.
Thank you guys, everyone.
You cut me off, man.
Whoa. All right. Hope you enjoyed. See you out.
Damn.